Broadcasting from the Taz and Lake Lodge Studios.
Sporting Journal Radio.
Sporting Journal Radio. The Midwest's radio home for the outdoors.
Online at sportingjournalradio.com.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in across the network. If you're listening to this radio station right here, thank you. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you very much. Show season around the region. There's a lot of shows going on in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. We're going to talk about a number of them, including the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. This may be one you don't hear very much about, but it's an interesting one to check out. There's going to be a number of vendors there that will have trips all over the world to talk about. They'll also be auctioning some off. There's a live auction for a bunch of trips. There'll be silent auction items. There's a raffle, a bunch of prizes. Ryan Callahan from Meat Eater is going to be speaking there this year, as well as Laramie Sasquatch Miller is going to be there. I'll be there working the Taz and Lake Lodge booth. That's March 13th and 14th at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. Stop out and see us. We'll have more with Mike Boughton. He's going to tell us. He's the vice president of the chapter, and he's going to explain what else is going on there coming up in a few minutes. We also have Joe Henry to talk about some rainy river conditions. Are we going to be fishing the rainy a little bit earlier this year? He'll explain. And Curtis Blake, we talked to him in a snow bear. They were on the perch. They may be catching perch as we speak. And we'll find out how they're fishing for them on Devil's Lake in a snow bear with Hay Bale Heights coming up later in the show. Show is brought to you by Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. They still have some time left. They have a lot of ice left on Devil's Lake, so they're going to keep ice fishing as long as they can. You still have a chance to get up there to Devil's Lake and do some ice fishing out of a snow bear for perch and walleye. HayBaleHeights.com has all the details. Brought to you by Lake of the Woods Tourism. Plan your trip to the Rainy River this spring, or if you want to do some tip-up fishing for pike, go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. It's brought to you by the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation, their annual banquet and fundraiser, March 13 and 14, Minnetonka, Minneapolis Marriott Southwest. Also, that same weekend, the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. In fact, I'm going to be at both of them. Friday the 13th, next Friday, I'll be at the Outdoor News booth from 1 to 3. This year, it's at a new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. If you go to mndeerclassic.com, you can find more details. We'll be there with Prairie Sportsman filming, too, the Minnesota official measurers as they measure antlers. So we're going to do a story on how they score antlers, and you can bring a rack in, get it scored for free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic, 13, 14, 15 of March at Canterbury Park. All right, show's, of course, brought to you by Prairie Sportsman. We're on a break right now. If you're viewing on Pioneer PBS, we're on a break for Pledge. Please support Pioneer PBS in Granite Falls. They do great work. Of course, they're our flagship for Prairie Sportsman, so become a member, donate, please give them some money, basically. That's what we're saying. They produce some excellent television shows, including the one I'm a part of, Prairie Sportsman. Of course, I'm a little biased. Pretty much greatest show in the history of television, if you ask me. But please support Pioneer PBS. Show is also brought to you by Mid-Migration Outfitters, offering guided duck and goose hunts in Minnesota and spring snow goose hunts in Minnesota this year. In fact, we're going to get started guiding, I think, this week. I'll be guiding in a couple of weeks here in western Minnesota. So if you want to book a snow goose hunt in Minnesota this year, shorter drive times, spend a little bit less money. We're trying it out this year. We're looking forward to it. Snow goose hunting looks like it's been pretty good. The birds are into South Dakota. Go to midmigrationoutfitters.com for more details. And this week's show brought to you by Tazen Lake Lodge. Go to tazenlake.com for trophy lake trout and pike fishing in northwest Saskatchewan. Time now for What's New, brought to you by Prairie Sportsman, the Emmy Award-winning show based on Pioneer PBS. Find out where you can watch the show at prairiesportsman.org, or watch the episodes now at prairiesportsman.org on YouTube or on our Facebook or Instagram. The Minnesota DNR invites public comments on a proposal by the City of Houston to obtain off-highway vehicle grant and aid funding for an off-highway vehicle trail. The proposed 7.5-mile trail, known as the Houston Trail, would be located in the South Park area of the city and would accommodate all-terrain vehicles, off-road vehicles, and off-highway motorcycles. The DNR will accept written comments on the grant and aid proposal until 4:30 p.m. on April 6. Anglers will find a variety of changes in the 2020 Minnesota Fishing Regulations booklet, including new possession and length limits on the Minnesota-Wisconsin border waters of the Mississippi River. Northern Pike, Wisconsin has approved identical regulations that will go into effect April 1st. Some of the examples of the new regs include walleye and sauger limits decreasing from 6 per day to 4. Crappie, sunfish, and yellow perch limit has decreased from 25 to 15, and white and yellow bass limit has decreased from 25 to 10. Now here's what's going on in North Dakota with our old radio pal Doug Lear. It's your North Dakota Outdoors Report, brought to you by Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake.
The harvest statistics from last year's special big game seasons are back, and it was another successful year. Hi, this is Doug Lear with your weekly North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. Hunter harvest statistics have been tabulated from last year for moose, elk, and bighorn sheep. And once again, these once-in-a-lifetime lottery license holders were very successful. Overall hunter success during the 2019 season for bighorn sheep was 100%. The success rate for moose hunters was 87% and 62% for elk hunters. The Game and Fish Department authorized 4 bighorn sheep lottery licenses and also issued 1 sheep license via auction. All 5 hunters harvested a bighorn ram. The department issued 475 moose licenses last year. Of that total, 449 hunters harvested 389 animals, 154 antlered bulls, and 235 antlerless moose. The department allocated 487 elk licenses last year. Of that total, 449 hunters harvested 279 elk, 155 antlered bulls, and 124 antlerless elk. In other news, anglers are reminded that all unoccupied fish houses must be removed from all North Dakota waters beginning March 15th. Fish houses may still be used after March 15th, but they must be removed daily. Anglers are advised to use caution while accessing lakes because mild weather conditions can quickly result in unstable ice conditions that can make removing a fish house with a vehicle difficult or dangerous. Even on lakes where ice remains solid away from shore, anglers should watch the weather and adjust activities accordingly. Ice conditions can vary from lake to lake and even within the same lake. That is this week's North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. I'm biologist Doug Lear.
Ice fishing season is here. This winter, plan a trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not only will you have the chance to catch your legendary perch, but this year, Hay Bale Heights has been catching big walleye after big walleye. And they're doing it from a mobile, comfortable snow bear. No matter how cold it is outside, you're warm and toasty on the inside. Learn more and book a trip today at haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. The best showcase of Minnesota bucks under one roof is back. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic is coming March 13th, 14th, and 15th to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. See Michael Waddell and Nick Munt from TV's Bone Collector. Get your antlers scored and visit with over 150 exhibitors. Plus, there's the Wild Trails Kid Zone. Parking is free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Now at the new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. That's mndeerclassic.com. World-class fishing in a scenic, remote Saskatchewan location can be found at Tazzin Lake Lodge. With lake trout catches nearing world record sizes, including a 47-inch by 35-inch giant estimated to be around 70 pounds. See the picture now at TazzinLake.com. Tazzin Lake Lodge will also put you on giant pike, and you can learn more about getting there at the Tazzin Lake Lodge booth at the Northwest Sports Show in Minneapolis, April 2nd through the 5th, or go to TazzinLake.com. Tazzin Lake Lodge is a proud partner with Tourism Saskatchewan. If you want to have success fishing in Minnesota, you have to go where the fish are, and there may be no lake with more fish in it than Lake of the Woods. Not just big numbers of walleye, sauger, perch, eel pout, pike, muskie, bass, and sturgeon, but numbers of big fish too. Between the Rainy River, the main lake, and the Northwest Angle, you have over 50 resorts to choose from. Guided fishing allows for heated transportation to heated fish houses. Learn how to book a trip now at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Help support conservation efforts Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th at the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation's annual banquet and fundraiser. This year's event features speaking seminars from Ryan Callahan, the conservation director at Meat Eater, and Laramie Sasquatch Miller from The Last of the Breed TV show. This year features a raffle for a stone sheep hunt, plus live music from national recording artist Shane Klaus both nights. Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. Learn more at MidwestWildSheep.com. That's MidwestWildSheep.com. Broadcasting from the Tazzin Lake Lodge Studios,
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, welcome back to Sporting Journal Radio. My name is Brett Amundson, and we're going to talk conservation right now here on the radio show, specifically the conservation efforts of the Wild Sheep Foundation and the local chapter here, the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. We've got the vice president of the chapter, Mike Boughton, with us right now here on the radio show. Mike, I can't believe we're almost to the banquet time again here this year.
Yeah, just one more week. The year flies by. It seems to fly by quicker every year.
Yeah, I know. It does. It just seems like we were talking about snow geese and waterfowl hunting and moose hunting. It just seems like it was the other day that we were doing that in the hotel there at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. It's back again. This is kind of a neat event for everybody because it features a lot of things. There's a lot of conservation going on. There's a lot of trips around the world that people can bid on and win and take part in. There's a lot of prizes, of course. And then there's a lot of vendors that I want to get into about who people can stop by and talk to. But there's some cool speakers this year, too. So let's start right off the bat. This is March 13th and 14th, Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. Ryan Callahan from Meat Eater is going to be there this year, Mike.
Yeah, he sure is. And we're excited to have him. I sure appreciate you giving us the opportunity, too, to talk about our banquet for next weekend. But, Ryan will be our keynote speaker on Saturday night. And I know a lot of people are certainly familiar with the Meter television program, and he's a conservation director for them. So we're looking forward to that. He'll be there Friday, the 13th and 14th on Saturday. And, I mean, he's a very approachable guy, and anyone wanting to meet and speak with him is certainly available.
Yeah, that's great. He seems like approachable is a great word for it. He seems like an approachable guy.
Yeah, he certainly is.
So I'm looking forward to meeting him there at the Wild Sheep Foundation Midwest Chapter Banquet next weekend. Also, Laramie Sasquatch Miller's back.
Yes. Yeah. And he'll be our keynote speaker on Friday night. So we're looking forward to that also. And I know, too, his show has Last of the Breed on the Sportsman Channel. So there are going to be a lot of people that are certainly very familiar with his face and his show.
That's neat to be able to see and hear those guys speak and maybe get a chance to pull them aside and ask them a few questions. And then this year there's going to be some live music at the show, Mike.
Yeah. Shane Close will be coming in, a country national recording artist, and both nights, actually Friday and Saturday night, he'll perform our national anthems for us too. It will be great. Some good entertainment after the auctions on both evenings.
And we can get into more about some of the events that's going on and why people should come out to this. But the bottom line is you're raising money for the Wild Sheep Foundation. And Mike, why is that an important cause to you?
Well, that's our mission, our foundation. Our goal is to put and keep, sheep on the mountain. We do everything we can to promote, enhance the wild sheep populations, throughout North America. And we fund a lot of projects. And that's, like I say, just our intended goal is to enhance the populations and health of our wild sheep throughout North America. And I tell you, through our works, all wildlife benefits. For instance, and we might get into it later, but we do waterhole projects routinely, and every year we sponsor a youth group that goes to Arizona, and we help out with some agencies in Arizona on a waterhole project. And you can imagine it's great for the wild sheep, but all wildlife in the region use these waterholes, so we're very proud to be able to fund some of those programs.
One aspect of conservation that the Wild Sheep Foundation utilizes is a little different than some of the other wildlife groups out there. And in the case of transplants, there's a lot of transplanting animals and putting them in areas where they may have been at one time, or just trying to help boost the population a little bit. Was there a recent one in Montana, Mike?
Right. Yeah. And actually I was fortunate to attend that. And, That transplant was actually funded by Kuyu. You're probably familiar with their hunting gear, their clothing, just top-notch equipment that they make. But they funded that transplant, and it was at the end of January. And approximately 30 sheep were taken or caught on Rocky Boy Reservation there just south of Havre and transported to two places in North Dakota and let go. And that region there, the three affiliated tribes, was the region where they were released. And there were sheep at one time, but it's been over like 150 years since they've had bighorn sheep in that particular region. So it's really a neat scenario that Kuyu was able to make happen. And then on the second day of the transplant, 30 other sheep were captured. And those sheep went to Antelope Island on Great Salt Lake in Utah. So, yeah, it was two fantastic days of moving sheep, and everything went out, or went through, I should say, great. I didn't have any issues, and 60 healthy sheep in new areas.
Cool. I'll tell you what, seeing sheep in North Dakota, I used to bow hunt around the Badlands quite a bit. And I don't know how many times I'd be, I'd be coming up a ridge or something like that. And all of a sudden I'd see a big, I'd see these big curls kind of staring back at me, or I come over at the top and I'd see a number of sheep feeding down in the bottom down there. It was, and I got pretty close to them. It was a pretty cool experience to see sheep in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been, like I said, many over a century in this one particular area where we just sent these 30 sheep. So, it's a big deal. And keep our fingers crossed and they stay healthy. The population keeps growing. And just another area with wild sheep now.
Mike Boughton, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio. He's the vice president of the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. Their banquet coming up next weekend, March 13 and 14 at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. I'll be there working the Tazen Lake Lodge booth. You can stop by and talk to us about giant lake trout and giant northern pike and getting up there this summer. But Mike, what else can people see? What other vendors will be there for people that want to stop by?
Well, there's a variety of vendors from hunting, fishing, artwork, and such. I was just looking at my notes yesterday. I think we've have hunts from 12-ish different countries. A variety of animals in fishing in other countries. Some vacations. I'm not sure. Jewelry vendors. We have a couple of state bighorn tags that we do have every year that we sell from Wyoming and in North Dakota, but a large variety, something for everyone.
I've seen some of the coolest knives in the hallway there at the hotel at the Wild Sheep Show.
We will have some more of that.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And so if people want to come, if they want to get tickets to the dinners, are those still available?
They are, and you can buy them at the door. You can go to our website and register online until next Thursday, which would be through March 12th. Our website is www.midwestwildsheep.org. You could call our office at 507-645-8811. But like I say, if it's easier to buy them at the door, that's fine too.
What if people can't make it to the dinners? Can they still come out during the day and just check out some of the vendors and see some of the people there?
They could come and browse if they can't stay for the dinner and it's a great event. I'd love to have them for the whole evening, but yeah, of course they can stroll through the hallways and meet the vendors and talk.
All right, well, let's talk about the schedule just a little bit. What time could people come out on Friday?
Yeah, on Friday, the doors are going to open at 1 p.m., so early afternoon on Friday. And actually, we're going to have some Boone and Crockett scores available. So if you've got some antlers or horns that you've never had scored and want that done, this would be a great opportunity to have that happen.
Oh, very cool.
And yeah, so again, the exhibitors will be available starting there at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things to do. And then we'll kick off the program at 6 o'clock with dinner in the evening.
And then again on Saturday, it starts early.
Yeah, well, right away at 8 o'clock in the morning. So we'll get rolling early in the morning. Again, there's Boone and Crockett scores available all day long for that. We spoke about Laramie Miller. He's going to do a seminar at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then we'll have a lunch buffet at 11, an afternoon auction, and then a lot of things going on during the day. But we also like to give everyone time in the afternoon too to visit the exhibitors, speak with people, maybe book a hunt, maybe a fishing trip, maybe buy some artwork, and socialize. So that's important to us also.
And of course, bottom line is it's all conservation. It all helps out the wildlife, and nobody said you couldn't have a good time while you do it. And that's
right.
That's what we're going to do next weekend, March 13, 14. We'll be out there as well. Minneapolis Marriott Southwest to Minnetonka, the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation, their annual banquet and fundraiser. Mike Boughton, Chapter Vice President. I appreciate the time here on Sporting Journal Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
And coming up, we're going to get some fishing reports from Devil's Lake. Curtis Blake will check in from a snow bear. Sounds like he's on the perch. We'll find out how it's going next. And then also Joe Henry, he's got a bunch of shows that he's going to be traveling to in North Dakota and South Dakota. And then we also talk about conditions on the Rainy River. Could you be fishing open water on the Rainy River soon? We'll find out with Joe coming up on Sporting Journal Radio. Help support conservation efforts Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th at the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation's annual banquet and fundraiser. This year's event features speaking seminars from Ryan Callahan, the conservation director at Meat Eater, and Laramie Sasquatch Miller from The Last of the Breed TV show. This year features a raffle for a stone sheep hunt, plus live music from national recording artist Shane Klaus both nights. Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. Learn more at MidwestWildSheep.com. That's MidwestWildSheep.com. World-class fishing in a scenic, remote Saskatchewan location can be found at Tazon Lake Lodge. With lake trout catches nearing world record sizes, including a 47-inch by 35-inch giant estimated to be around 70 pounds. See the picture now at TazonLake.com. Tazon Lake Lodge will also put you on giant pike, and you can learn more about getting there at the Tazon Lake Lodge booth at the Northwest Sports Show in Minneapolis, April 2nd through the 5th, or go to TazonLake.com. Tazon Lake Lodge is a proud partner with Tourism Saskatchewan. The best showcase of Minnesota bucks under one roof is back. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic is coming March 13th, 14th, and 15th to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. See Michael Waddell and Nick Munt from TV's Bone Collector. Get your antlers scored and visit with over 150 exhibitors. Plus, there's the Wild Trails Kid Zone. Parking is free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Now at the new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. That's mndeerclassic.com. If you want to have success fishing in Minnesota, you have to go where the fish are. And there may be no lake with more fish in it than Lake of the Woods. Not just big numbers of walleye, sauger, perch, eel pout, pike, muskie, bass, and sturgeon, but numbers of big fish too. Between the Rainy River, the main lake, and the Northwest Angle, you have over 50 resorts to choose from. Guided fishing allows for heated transportation to heated fish houses. Learn how to book a trip now at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Ice fishing season is here. This winter, plan a trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not only will you have the chance to catch their legendary perch, but this year, Hay Bale Heights has been catching big walleye after big walleye. And they're doing it from a mobile, comfortable snow bear. No matter how cold it is outside, you're warm and toasty on the inside. Learn more and book a trip today at haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio. Broadcasting from the Tazon Lake Lodge Studios, this is Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest radio home for the outdoors. Thanks for tuning in across the network by demand or by listening to the podcast wherever you get podcasts. You can listen to two different stations in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. That's where we're headed to now to check in with Curtis Blake, who's on the ice in a snow bear. I know we're recording this on Thursday, and she's blowing pretty good here in western Minnesota. I'm guessing it's pretty windy up there too, Curtis?
Oh, it is blowing all right.
It is North Dakota.
But But you can't tell that when you're sitting in the snow bear. You can hear it a little bit, and you can feel a little rock every once in a while, but my guys are in T-shirts and telling me to turn the heat down.
Oh, boy. That's March fishing, and that's kind of nice to be out there in March like this, fishing out of a snow bear, Curtis.
Oh, yeah, March Madness out here on Devil's Lake. You know, the fishing has, I mean, it's been, everybody knows what the perch have been doing this year, how tough they've been. You know, we're still coming by them here and there. We're actually sitting on a big school of them right now, just having some issues getting them to bite. But the walleyes, you know, they took off right when they should have. You know, this warmer weather has got these fish fired up on Devil's Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hearing things like that. And, man, it's been good for walleyes all season up there, it sounds like.
We did have a little bit of a lull there, probably that third week in February. We had some pretty cold temps come in and some really cloudy days. And, you know, it was more of a grind, you know, to bang away at your walleyes. But, yes, we did still get them. And, yeah, we've had a phenomenal walleye year here, you know, which really helps.
Every time I talk to
make up for the perch fish.
Every time I talk to you or Lucas up there, we talk about how late in the season you guys are going to go, and it's usually sometime around mid-March. How are things looking right now for, say, ice and snow conditions up there?
So, honestly, I've actually seen a little deterioration in mostly just the pressure ridges. All the pressure ridges that we've had this year, they've been sinking down a lot. Just the last couple of days, you know, we've had a lot of mid-30s, and that sun seems to be getting very powerful right now. But that is the worst of it. I've had some buddies around the North Dakota area on some of the other lakes that have already lost houses, but they weren't sitting on half the ice that we were sitting on. I think the holes that I just drilled into were still probably at 28, 29 inches in this area.
Oh, wow.
And this is the far east side of the lake, which actually has less ice than the west side of the lake. So like the other day when I was out fishing, much shallower, different end of the lake, almost like a different lake, but still on Devils, was, you know, still 35, 36 inches of ice. I mean, if you don't bring extension, you're not getting through.
Wow.
So our ice is still very, very solid, very, very safe. All the shorelines are held very, very tight. But we have very little snow on the ice. Cleats, if you're out walking around, the tracked vehicles and even the trucks and the Suburbans, you know, people are running around in right now, no problem, because of the no snow on the ice. The only thing that makes concerning is how fast it could go when it starts to go. As of right now, I think we have at least 2 to 3 weeks without a concern. But what's going to happen is once that sun starts coming out and we start hitting those 40 degree days,
sure.
Which looks like in our near, you know, I think in 2 weeks we're supposed to start seeing some 42, 43. But for the next week and a half, we're looking at, you know, mid 30s to low 30s, and at night even below down into the, you know, the 20s and the teens. So I'm thinking we still got plenty of ice for the few weeks to come. And when it does start going, I mean, it'll be fast. So people will know. You'll be able to tell by the shorelines, the mud, with the low water level that we have. You know, that's going to be the first thing to go. And I think that'll stop people from getting out onto anything that might be unsafe on the middle of the lake.
So we did some perch fishing recently here in western Minnesota. And we were using like spikes and red, white, whatever. Do you
fish on?
Oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, get that fish above the ice, man.
Yeah, he's coming up. He's just a little guy.
You're working.
And he was on white spikes.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is there a preference up there? Do you use spikes? We went with real small tungstens a lot of times as we were catching a lot of fish on. You know, I always like to try, rattle baits. The buckshot rattle spoon is always one of my favorites. I usually lead with that, and then I'll downsize if the fish are being a little bit finicky. Do you find similar results up there?
Right. I mean, almost exactly. Nice job. I find very, very similar. What you want to do, fishing 101, match the hatch, right? You know, try to figure out what those fish are feeding on. And when you get into the perch, now Devil's Lake is going to be a little bit different than some of the other lakes that you're talking about, because you might have a minnow, a forage base that those perch could be eating. But say out here in Devil's Lake, we have the bugs. You know, it's the shrimp and the bloodworms are their main sources of food. So that's why those spikes, like you're talking, spikes, waxworms, those work phenomenal out here with the smaller tungstens because it's as close to that natural forage as you can get. Now, I'm just like you. I love ripping. I love rattling.
Yeah.
You know, making noise down there because perch are curious creatures. So when they come in, you know, and start looking at your rattle baits and your buckshots, I actually see the bigger, more aggressive fish that come in to start will come in and they'll hit those buckshots with a minnow head or a buckshot with waxworms. But then when you're sitting on them and they're stacked up, like right now, I've got four guys, including myself, and we're working. We've got one small spoon, one buckshot, and two tungstens, one with waxworms, one with a minnow head, because we are sitting on probably a foot and a half, 2 foot of fish right now, which, you know, if you're marking on a Vexilar, it usually means there's four or five fish, you know, just below one graph. And they're down here, but they are just not. We just had that two little flurry, both of them smaller perch, but you know, they're still fish.
Mm-hmm.
I got one looking at me right now, not biting. You like to have different stuff down there because you never know what those fish are going to start charging up and actually hitting.
Then
once you get that bite that starts happening on one bait, well, then you get everybody with that bait, and then that's when you really do your damage on the perch.
Absolutely. This is hard for me. I just want to say I'm just sitting in my little radio studio here right now, sitting inside, and you start talking. I can picture that graph when you talk about all those fish stacked up below your jig. You know, I can picture the colors, and you know, it's like a Christmas tree down there. And it's you know, anytime you see those red lines, it's like, oh boy, you know, you get a little excited. So I'm a little jealous sitting here right now.
Oh, trust me, that little bit of movement you're talking about, that red line. To anybody who knows ice fishing listening right now, that little bit of movement coming off the bottom on your Vexilar or your Hummingbird or whatever you like to use, it is very exciting. But again, out here on Devil's Lake this year, the name of the game has been not that we can't find fish, but trying to get those fish to trigger. That's been the toughest part with the perch on Devil's Lake this year.
Curtis Blake, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio, Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort in a Snow Bear right now on Devil's Lake. Just about a minute left here, Curtis. And the other thing that's hard for me is I'm sitting here looking out my window and I just watched a flock of Canada geese fly by. Are you guys losing snow? You're obviously further north than I am, so maybe you're not seeing any of these birds yet, but have you been seeing some of those early migrators yet?
It is so funny that you said that because yesterday was the first day, my first set of honkers that I seen come over the lake, that I saw come over the lake. A couple of them came down and touched down on the ice, and the other ones just kind of and they just kept moving down the line.
How did that go?
But yes, they are. Ooh, there's a good fish on right now, Brett.
All right.
Good fish on right now. But yeah, no, they're out here. They're starting to come through. You know, the fields are opening up. We're losing a lot of snow, just like you.
Sure.
I mean, the power that... Oh,
get him!
He got off in the hole.
Oh, no! No!
No, he got off right at the bottom of the ice. but we got another one on, though.
All right. Well, Curtis, get back to fishing. If people want to try to get up there and do some fishing with you, where should they go?
Okay, you guys can check us out on the Facebook. We love posting our pictures. There's a nice perch. You can probably see this one later on the Hay Bale Heights Facebook page.
Nice.
But haybaleheights.com still got a little bit of availability left, and we also have all next year. So think about us now.
Very good. Curtis, thanks for the time on Sporting Journal Radio.
Yep, you're good. Yep, thank you, Brett.
Ice fishing season is here. This winter, plan a trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not only will you have the chance to catch your legendary perch, but this year, Hay Bale Heights has been catching big walleye after big walleye. And they're doing it from a mobile, comfortable snow bear. No matter how cold it is outside, you're warm and toasty on the inside. Learn more and book a trip today at haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. World-class fishing in a scenic, remote Saskatchewan location can be found at Tazen Lake Lodge.
with lake trout catches nearing world record sizes, including a 47-inch by 35-inch giant estimated to be around 70 pounds. See the picture now at TazzinLake.com. Tazzin Lake Lodge will also put you on giant pike, and you can learn more about getting there at the Tazzin Lake Lodge booth at the Northwest Sports Show in Minneapolis, April 2nd through the 5th, or go to TazzinLake.com. Tazzin Lake Lodge is a proud partner with Tourism Saskatchewan. Help support conservation efforts Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th at the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation's annual banquet and fundraiser. This year's event features speaking seminars from Ryan Callahan, the conservation director at Meat Eater, and Laramie Sasquatch Miller from the Last of the Breed TV show. This year features a raffle for a stone sheep hunt, plus live music from national recording artist Shane Klaus both nights. Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. Learn more at MidwestWildSheep.com. That's MidwestWildSheep.com. If you want to have success fishing in Minnesota, you have to go where the fish are. And there may be no lake with more fish in it than Lake of the Woods. Not just big numbers of walleye, sauger, perch, eel pout, pike, muskie, bass, and sturgeon, but numbers of big fish too. Between the Rainy River, the main lake, and the Northwest Angle, you have over 50 resorts to choose from. Guided fishing allows for heated transportation to heated fish houses. Learn how to book a trip now at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. The best showcase of Minnesota bucks under one roof is back. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic is coming March 13th, 14th, and 15th to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. See Michael Waddell and Nick Munt from TV's Bone Collector. Get your antlers scored and visit with over 150 exhibitors. Plus, there's the Wild Trails Kid Zone. Parking is free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Now at the new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. That's mndeerclassic.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio. Broadcasting from the Tazzin Lake Lodge studios, this is Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, we're back, Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in across the network, sportingjournalradio.com. There's on-demand listening there, or you can download the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Joe Henry, our guest now, Sporting Journal Radio. Joe, I want to ask you a question. First of all, how's it going? I should probably get
Hey, Brett, it's going good, man. We're into March. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. And that's what I wanted to bring up right away because it's show season. This is kind of a weird question for us to ask. And I don't want to play into the panic or anything, but I did see an email about one of the shows that I'm going to be attending about coronavirus. And, you know, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not planning on skipping any shows or anything like that. I'm planning on going. But I'll tell you what, I got this little cough that I've had for like a month. It's driving me absolutely bonkers. I don't know. I feel like it's everybody's got it this year, it seems like, Joe.
Yeah, you know, and doing sports shows, you're right. You're exposed to a lot of germs, a lot of people. And I have a little cough lingering too from a cold I had like a month ago. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, here's the way I look about the coronavirus. Yeah, it's something that we should consider. We should certainly be serious about it. At the same time, at this point in time anyway, I'm not going to change my life or my work schedule or anything else. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to be relying on a lot of the expertise. And, you know, quite frankly, we're also constantly exposed to different strains of pneumonia, which kills a lot more people than the coronavirus. And I'm not diminishing anything. I'm just saying that there's a lot of things out there that can get you. And, when I'm on a show, I try to do more fist bumps than I do handshakes. I try to use some hand sanitizer. Sometimes I'll take something to boost my immune system and, you know, really get good rest so my immune system's strong. And, you know, when you're a road warrior, it's hard enough being on the road and then to, you know, to be exposed to all those germs and stuff. So yeah, it comes with the territory, doesn't it, Brett? Don't you find that?
And for some reason, I never get enough sleep at those shows.
I think that's called a networking.
That's right. Well, that, you know, the hand sanitizer is a big one, and we always have a giant jug of it at our booth for people or for ourselves to use. And I think that's going to be important. I think I'm going to do less handshakes this year. It's hard for me because I'm a handshake guy. You know, I shake a lot of hands, and it's going to be hard to get out of that habit. But I think that's something to be conscious of this summer. And coronavirus or not, it's just something, you know, you're right. You're exposed to so many things and so many people. I think, for one, it boosts the immune system of guys like us that get exposed to it all the time. But of course, we definitely get nailed with it here and there. So let's talk about shows specifically, because you're going to one this weekend, Joe.
You know, this weekend's the Red River Valley Show in Fargo, and Seneco Company puts this one on. I think it starts Thursday at 5 o'clock and goes through Sunday. And, you know, what a great show. I mean, the outdoors people in that Fargo-Moorhead region, and I say region because they come from a long ways to go to that show. It's kind of a hub. Man, I'll tell you what, there's such great people in that area, and I'm so passionate about the outdoors. So it's really a fun show. You know, Lake of the Woods Tourism has a booth. Some years I give seminars, some years I don't. I'm not giving seminars this year, but I'll tell you what, Todd Ammonrud is going to be talking about deer hunting and the techniques to, for mature bucks. And I know that Corey Springle, who's an actual tournament champion, really a nice guy and a really good tournament angler for walleyes, he's going to be talking about, I think, you know, pitching for shallow water walleyes, I think, in one of them. And another one is understanding what you're fishing for and how that changes how you fish and your techniques. And, you know, seminars are going to be there. I know that they have a whole bunch of things going on there. I mean, gosh, there's so much to see at these sports shows. And, you know, I tell you what, the weather's going to be nice. So that gets people, thinking the open water. And then the following weekend, Brett, actually, we have, it's kind of a Dakota sweep because this weekend's Fargo. And then the following weekend is Sioux Falls. That's the Sioux Empire show. And, you know, that's kind of an interesting show, too. Again, great region of people. The Dakotas, you get people from Iowa and Nebraska. And then, you know, it's fun because you talk to some of your angling buddies from that neck of the woods, and you're like, oh, yeah, I was out the Missouri River already in the open water out there. And they'll talk about their walleye fishing. And, you know, I mean, it's just kind of a neat trend. And I have a feeling, you know, when I go to that Sioux Falls show that I'll be watching the snows migrate back north. And
for sure,
it's just kind of it's almost like tradition. You know what I mean?
I was just going to bring up snow geese because when you're there, Joe, you're just going to need to tell me where you're seeing those snow geese. although we're guiding in Minnesota this year, so we're not going to be around Sioux Falls, but it's, we're not going to be too far away from Sioux Falls. So those geese coming up will be definitely in a similar flight path like that. And I've heard that about the Fargo show, Joe. You know, I've been to the Fargo show a few times, and being on right in the corner there of I-29 and I-94, from Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Bismarck to Detroit Lakes to Grand Forks to Wahpeton, you're kind of right in the heart. I'm sure you draw people from all over the place there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing about a sports show. I mean, the internet is so good. Between Lake of the Woods Tourism's resorts putting out really good info, Lake of the Woods Tourism, we have a very, very robust, you know, website. And those are all wonderful tools. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing like going eyeball, eyeball, belly to belly and talking to somebody and saying, hey, man, you know what? We normally go here. We're thinking about going to Lake of the Woods this year. Here's our group of people. You know, what would you recommend? And of course, I represent all the resorts. I got to be careful, but I feel like with 50 different lodging facilities, when I can talk to somebody and find out, you know, is it a husband and a wife? Is it a group of guys, a group of gals? Is it a family trip? Do you want to make your own meals? Do you want to do the American plan where you're fishing, you're lodging, and all your meals are taken care of at the resort? There are so many options, and it's nice to be able to understand what a person's needs are and give them 3 to 5 different recommendations. Otherwise, it's almost overwhelming. And I think the other thing is talking about fishing techniques, about what time of year they want to go. You know, if they're bringing their own boat, especially, I mean, if you go with a charter boat or a guide, no worries. All you got to do is jump aboard and know what you're going to eat and bring some rain gear and sunscreen. You know what? When you're going to go on your own, a little bit different deal. You got to figure out navigation. You got to figure out how you should be fishing those walleyes. If that's what you're targeting, maybe you're targeting pike, maybe muskies, maybe smallies. But either way, that's where we can have that one-on-one. A lot of times I'll pull my phone out and pull up Navionics and show people different spots on Lake of the Woods. So I guess my point is there's nothing like that, that interaction.
Yeah, well, while you're in Sioux Falls, Joe, I'm going to be in Minnetonka, Shakopee. We got the Wild Sheep Foundation, the Midwest Chapter Banquet that I'm going to be at March 13th and 14th. And actually, prior to that, I'll be the Deer and Turkey Classic, Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classics at Canterbury Park this year, which is kind of a new location. And we're going to be there. I'm going to be at the Outdoor News booth from 1 to 3 on March 13th. And then we're filming the Minnesota official measurers and how they score antlers while we're there for Prairie Sportsman, which is pretty cool. So I guess it doesn't really matter if you tell me where the snows are or not. I'm not guiding until the next week after that. But it's show season for sure, Joe. That means it's spring, and that means the other annual ritual in Minnesota. You talk about river fishing, open water fishing. I mean, we haven't even talked about the rainy yet, Joe. And that's one of the pinnacle places to fish in the spring in Minnesota.
It sure is. Well, you know, it's funny because there's like two traditions up at the Lake of the Woods area at the same time. The one tradition you mentioned, fishing the open water of the Rainy for big walleyes and sturgeon. The second tradition, catching those monster pike through the ice on tip-ups. And it's the ice fishing for the pike, it's already going strong. There's a lot of big pike being taken. You know, the open water, we're still watching it. But we believe, and of course this is only a guess, only Mother Nature really knows, but we believe that that river might pop a little early this year. And the reason for that is because this last fall we had a really high current in the river. Hence, the ice didn't form as thick as it normally does. And, you know, that would, if we have a normal spring, that ice will go even quicker. So, you know, we're optimistic. I've been getting some phone calls from people asking about the rules if you want to fish the Canadian side of the river. And, you know, Brett, maybe we should just touch on that a little bit. You know, if you're fishing the Rainy River and you drop in on the U.S. side in Minnesota, halfway across the river is Canada. Now, can you fish on the Ontario side of the river? Well, the answer to that question is, yeah, as long as you follow the rules of Ontario fishing, which means you got to have, you know, Ontario fishing license, and they also, have you have an outdoors card as well. You got to make sure that you have no live minnows on board. You can't have any alcohol. If you have live night crawlers, which this time of year most people don't, but you can have live night crawlers, but they got to be packed in bedding in that soil. You know, you're not allowed to, and they have a different number of fish you can keep. There's a different length on it. And even though Ontario has a keep season, you know, that river on the U.S. side is a catch and release season only for those big walleyes in the spring. But on Ontario, you can keep a couple of fish. The challenge is you cannot boat those fish you keep in Ontario. You cannot boat them across U.S. waters because as catch and release waters, technically, those waters are marked closed waters, and it's illegal to transport fish across closed waters. So if a person really was bound and determined that you had to keep your two walleyes a day, what you'd have to do is trailer your boat over to Ontario and drop in on that side, and then, of course, pull your boat out at the end of the day on that side and trailer back across with your two fish per person. Fact of the matter is, you know, by getting an Ontario license, it opens up a whole half of the river. Sometimes you can avoid a little bit of the traffic if there's a lot of boats in the river. And, hey, that could be a really good side of the river to fish, too. Sometimes the angle of the sun, that water will be a degree warmer or so, and that can make a difference.
And how late for walleyes can you fish up there, Joe?
April 14th is the day. So you can fish through April 14th for walleyes. And, you know, from March 1 to April 14th, both 4 Mile Bay and the Rainy River is catch and release only. So when you go up there, you know, bring a good camera, you know, have a game plan that, hey, when we net these fish, we're going to pull that fish out of the net. We're going to be careful not to get our fingers in the actual gills of the fish. Take good care of that fish, get a couple of nice picks, and get that fish back in the water so she can go and do her deal.
You can go back and forth, right, on the river? You just can't?
You can, yeah. So what the rule is that, you know, it used to be that you would have to either have an RABC, a remote area border crossing permit, or call into Ontario to go fish the Ontario side. Well, now, a few years ago, when the new leader of Canada took over, Trudeau, he made it so that you not have to call over to Canada if you're not going to be touching land, exchanging goods, docking, anything like that. So if you're just going to stay in the water, you do not have to call in when you slide into Canada to fish by water.
All right, Joe. Well, if people want to plan a spring trip up there to Lake of the Woods, Rainy River, where should they go for more info?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of this information on our website, Brett, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba Media, LLC. Find us online at sportingjournalradio.com to listen to past shows, download the podcast, and more. And search for Sporting Journal Radio on Facebook and Instagram for outdoor videos, tips from the experts, and more. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for listening to Sporting Journal Radio. We'll see you next week.